Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys, smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. Give me a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you ain't trying to give me a holler on the phone, because I know some of y'all are shy, feel free to shoot me an email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also ask that if you're not going to shoot me an email, jump into, you know, because I know some of y'all ghost listen, jump into the chat room and say something to me. Social network with me, go to the Facebook page and ask to get in on the Facebook group and I will let you in. Or just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back and we can talk a taste on it. Speaking of talking the taste on it, Bay Area people in particular, ladies and gentlemen, apparently there's what they call the norovirus. And health officials recommend hand hygiene. Apparently, more than 1,500 people have been sickened in a few Northern California counties in the past week. So in San Jose, 368 students have been diagnosed with the stomach bug this week. In Yolo County, health officials say 1,200 students and staff members have come down with the illness. So if you're out there and you're doing your thing, don't watch if somebody's gonna finger you or you're gonna finger somebody, just, you know, use that hand sanitizer first. I'm being health conscious here. So yeah. Watch where you're. Watch those hands, or wash your hands. As a matter of fact, let me just, before I even talk anymore, let me go ahead on and I'm hand sanitizing before I even talk to y'all any further. So just in case my hands reach out through the radio waves and touch you, they are sanitized. I use my Germ X with the morning fresh scent. So when I touch you, is clean. But seriously, yeah, there's a Santa Cruz County health officials say this is an unusually high incidence of cases of the common virus. So it is out there hardcore. And so we don't want y'all to get sick at all. So please, hand sanitize before you touch each other. My smooth drama PDA for the day. And speaking of PDAs for the day, yeah, there's a new fashion style that's coming out. I don't want it to bust out. Rompers. Apparently, men are wearing rompers. Why? I don't know. It's a very, very scary concept to think of men wearing onesie rompers. And they're not like PJs. One, if you're a man and you're wearing like PJs, shame on you. And if you're a man wearing these rompers, and trust me, ladies, I will hold you especially responsible Because if you date a dude and he's wearing a romper, a one-piece romper, and you date him, you are part of the problem automatically. He shouldn't be seen with you in public or private with a romper. I don't care what, all black, purple, whatever. Doesn't matter. I don't care how cool the color is, whatever, but Romp Him is the name of the company. And, you know, I would just say this. If you buy your man a romper, you should cut yourself. Just stab yourself because you're not thinking right. Maybe that stab will get you back on the right track, because anything that suggests that a romper is a good idea, you should just smack yourself, cut yourself, knock the crack pipe out your hand, whatever. Just say no to rompers, because quite frankly, they don't look good on women. And for men to double Trump, I guess that's a, y'all be like twinsies wearing your matching rompers. If I see you on the street, I don't know. I might accidentally hit you with my car. I might bump you. I don't know. Stay out the street. I won't stop at the crosswalk if I see you. I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying maybe my brakes won't work, because rompers kind of make your brakes don't work. It's a theory I've heard somewhere. Somewhere I've heard that theory. I don't know if it's really true or not, but I've heard. Just say no to rompers. And say no to spray on tans. Apparently, there's another way for you to bronze tan yourself. It's Naomi Priestley show. She was pitched with, I think they call it Glamour Brazil, and it's a self-tanning spray that you can spray and it sticks to skin, but it doesn't stick to clothing. So apparently, why you will hate on black folks in real life, you can still spray yourself and look just like black people. But they say Brazilian, but you know, when you're tanning, you really want to look like black folks. At least that's my theory. I mean, when you talk about not loving black folks, but you're always tanning, making yourself have cancer, whatnot. Glamour Brazil. Now, not to be confused with the Brazilian wax, but you can. That's a question. Like, people who tan, do you think they like spray themselves naked so they like all their parts, like the butt and vaginal area? Do you spray that? Do you tan that too? Just curious. I wonder. It's like you'll be like tan, because I used to have coworkers at the former job where, you know, they leave out tan as hell and they come back like Puerto Rican. And you're like, how did that go? And I always wonder, but obviously you can't ask coworkers like, hey, do you do it all? You like get it all? Or is it like just like the tan lines you got to, and you just have just a white vagina, but you like spray tan all the way? And you know, the dudes too, it's like they be like brown and then have a tan penis. Doesn't make sense. I mean, tanning makes no sense to me. I mean, especially when we talk about the climate where you don't like black folks, but you're always tanning to look like black folks. But that's a whole, you can say it's a whole nother subject, but it actually is not. And this this new no stain tan from Brazil is just another in the latest line. I mean, because you got the bleaching products, black folks won't look like white folks, and then you got the tanning products because the white folks won't look like black folks. It's like I'm not quite understanding what we trying to do here. But I guess well, best bronze, the no streak, no stain tan from Brazil. It's coming to a store near you. Coming to a store near you. More confusion because we just don't have enough of that. Apparently. But I would be remiss if I did not do I do not do this right here. It's time for one of my favorites, the dumbass of the week. Oh, always got to get that last one in. Oh man, this dude was extra special. I mean, because it's always a lot of different people who do things, and you wonder, like, there was a woman who drunk driver, and she, while she was driving, she had like a bearded dragon in her bra to keep him safe, whatever. I didn't get that at all, but you know, at first I thought, man, that's my winner right there. Then there was the guy who was naked in the store. It's like he just went shopping in the store naked, and he didn't understand why people had a problem with him. Yeah, at first I thought, oh man, I got another winner. Nope. Mm-mm. Not at all. Because I found one of the greatest dumbasses I've had in a while, Tristan Tucker of St. Albans. Apparently, Tristan Tucker from West Virginia, and you know, there's a mythos about West Virginia that people from West Virginia, they're like all special needs people because the interbreeding, like cousins marrying cousins, whatnot. So when I saw West Virginia, I was like, maybe some interbreeding went along with this, because this dude, he broke into his grandma's house because he said he needed to charge his phone, right? So he broke into his grandma's house to charge his phone, but once he started charging his phone, he started watching porn on his phone, and he started masturbating. Then he was like, oh, grandma got a security system and a DVR system to record the security system. And obviously, nobody wants grandma to see them masturbating. So homie steals grandma's security system so that she wouldn't see him as he's charging his phone on camera masturbating. Now, you have to be an extra special person. You have to be an extra special person to do this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm going to guess that drugs are involved. I'm going to guess that drugs are involved, because it's real hard to envision somebody sober. Like, I'm going to break in grandma's house while I'm charging my phone first. Second, I'm going to watch porn and not remember grandma got a security system with the DVR. So she can, like, rewind, fast forward. Not that grandma want to rewind and fast forward her grandson masturbating on camera. But being that it's West Virginia, and we are talking about that whole interbreeding type stuff happening. You never know. I'm not stereotyping everybody from West Virginia, because I'm going to guess there's some people in West Virginia who probably do not have sex with their first cousins and their brothers and sisters. I'm hoping that there's some people in West Virginia that don't do that. I'm just saying. Tristan Tucker, I salute you, man. At least you had the decency to at least steal grandma's camera. I hope you had the decency to erase the footage, because if you don't erase the footage, even though you stole it, when they return it back and grandma turns on security, I'm guessing grandma will probably get the other grandkids like, hey, one of y'all got to erase that, because if she saw the news, she knows that her grandson masturbated, and that's why he took the security system. So she's probably going to make one of them unfortunate grandkids or one of her kids to like, hey, you got to delete the footage. So you kind of have to like, you have to like watch the beginning of it just so you can start deleting it. It's like, woo. Yeah, nobody wants that job. And if I got that job, Tristan, I would beat you up. Every time I saw you, I would punch you in the face, because I had to delete it. I had to see the beginning of you masturbating. On that note, I would go on break. It's Killer Mike. That's life. Mr. or Mr. Cosby, I am right back at your hands. Without honor, Mr. Obama, please don't walk out so fast. I got a question for y'all. Why would Uncle Greg, I know that we didn't hear a peep from y'all. We appreciate the way you delegate for hearing games. But what about the people playing in these fields every day? We know the house, the air condition, and the sweetest lemonade. But don't forget your color, brother, with your motherfucking slaves. And they even go for Cosby, who's so motherfucking paid. Daddy Richard and his wife also. 7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, we are in the midst of the NBA playoffs. Some of the most boring NBA playoffs that I've ever been associated with in all my life of watching basketball. I mean, it's just like, woo! I have seen so many blowouts. It's like, man. I mean, I'd say it's been, I want to say like three games, maybe four games this playoff that they were actually like games you could watch. Like, man, you didn't know who was going to win. The rest of them is like, oh, man. Anyway, as most people in the Bay Area know, the San Antonio Spurs were giving it to the Golden State Warriors before Zaza Pachulia, some allege, stuck his feet underneath Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard comes down, hurts himself, is out of the game, and Golden State immediately goes on what, 18-0 run, and they come back and win the game. You know, everyone had a conjecture over what happened. Dirty play, not a dirty play. My hater of the week, Juan Vasquez, took it to the next level. Juan Vasquez filed a lawsuit against Warrior center Zaza Pachulia over Leonard's injury. he filed a lawsuit against Pachulia and the Warriors on behalf of the Spurs season ticket holders and San Antonio card shop What's on Second. And I quote Mr. Vasquez when he says, "All we are asking from the court is that this type of behavior that can and does cause injury to our team and those that love it not be allowed in San Antonio," said Alfonso Canard Jr., lead attorney for the plaintiff. Now, of course, he's laughing all the way to the bank because he's like, he knows that this lawsuit is going nowhere, but he knows the check is going somewhere, and that is into his bank account because, hey, there was somebody dumb enough to file this lawsuit, and damn it, I will take the case. It's like, so technically, Juan Vasquez and his fellow ticket holders and the San Antonio card shop, What's on Second, y'all are not smart. And I guess if you got money to blow like that, good luck. Oh, and yes, all right. I know. I was told, I said PDA is PSA. I apologize. Yes, that was my PSA. Anyway, yeah, Juan Vasquez, hater of the week, and guy who spends money unnecessarily. You could have sent me that check, homie. I represent you. Your Honor, it was a dirty play. We seek compensation. No, it's not going to happen. All right, damn it. Next time, guys. See? Problem solved. Dumbass. I can't believe that you did that. But speaking of hate, some of y'all know this dude. And before I even say his name, I always got to start before I say his name. Coon Alert. Coon Alert. You know, if you're out there in these streets and you don't have your your coon gun ready. Coon coming to a coon train near you. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who, cooned at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, has taken the job as Assistant Secretary in Homeland Security. So now he goes from messing up black folks everywhere in Milwaukee to being the Assistant Secretary in Homeland Security. So, yeah, he has a national platform for his hatred of himself and all who look like him. Well, most black folks don't look like him because he has that special coon look that only coons can develop. So if you haven't seen him, you look at the picture of David Clark, and then you look at the picture of a coon, raccoon, whatever. Not to be confused with Rocket Raccoon, though, because Rocket Raccoon is a little bit cuter than him. David Clark, if you look up coon in the dictionary, there's a huge picture of his ass. He is now, he's been appointed to the position, and I guess he's a coon role model. And it's like coons everywhere, one, rejoicing, and three, getting their resume together. They're like, man, how long before the next Republican National Convention? Because it's going to be a long line of cooning, because, you know, they're looking, because when you think about it, there was no real chance to coon under Obama. You know, the last bit of cooning went on under George Bush with Condoleezza Rice and the other Rice lady. It was mostly women who George Bush was hitting it. So now, under Trump, you know, coons have opportunity to, and they got like, we're talking like 3 more years left to get that major coon money in before, and who's not to say that Trump can't win again? And so you potentially can get 8 solid years, well, say 7 solid years of cooning, because it's like a year is probably going to be wasted here. You gotta impress your impress the white people. Like they gotta see that the coon force is strong with you, and decide, hey, you know what? We gotta reward your cooning. I mean, we saw Stacey Dash do it, and she went from irrelevant to she had a little show for a little bit, but they was like, well, hey, he got elected, you can go away now. Because it started off with Bethune-Cookman's president when he was getting his coon on by inviting Betsy DeVos to speak when everybody on campus said, hell no, we don't want her cracker ass speaking. But it didn't matter. He had her ass there anyway and paid her because he's like, hey, look, I'm showing you the coon force is strong with me. I work at a historically black college, but I'm with you, Massa. And this is the example that David Clark is setting. It's like, look, I mean, and won't be fair. I mean, cooning has been around for a while since we can say, like, we can talk about those undocumented coons that sold out every freedom fighter in the slave rebellions back in the day. I mean, the first recorded coon is the guy, Marcus Garvey's best friend, who sold him out, FBI's first black agent, Agent 1900, well, Agent 900. So there's a long line of it. You know, I mean, There are a lot of guys who work. I mean, the guy of Nation of Islam, I'm trying to think of his name. Anyway, there was a Thurgood Marshall. I mean, there's been a lot of coons. So there have been a lot of coon role models. And more recently, gosh, I'm trying to think of his name, the Supreme Court Justice that got awarded for his cooning and has been on the Supreme Court doing his thing. The coon force is strong with that one. So these guys have role models, and they're looking like Supreme Court Justice, I can do that. And now David Clark is looking at the coons who laid the way and shown them the path to the coon force. David Clark is here. And in reference to pleasing Massa, he has been awarded his position as Assistant Secretary in the Homeland Security. I don't know what you say. I mean, I obviously can't commend Cooney, but same time, I mean, you see boys and girls out there, if you aspire hard enough and you sell out hard enough against your people, you can get a job working for the man. And he feels good about it. And speaking of feeling good about it, Sorry about that, y'all. Technical difficulties beyond my control. I guess maybe I talk too hard about coons. You get cut off the air. Anyway, I will walk away from coons and talk about a brother named Demetrius Vidal, who was arrested in connection with a shootout that took place about 3 a.m. in Tropicante nightclub in Miami. So, what did he do? He was given an arrest warrant, and he decided, you know what? I don't care about this. And he shit on the warrant. And, he dumped on his arrest warrant. Like, here you go. And he brought it back. Like, yeah, this is what I feel about your warrant. That's what I feel about coons. He's just shit on me. Anyway, moving away from coons, talk about hypocrisy. Maybe it's Groundhog Day, maybe it's not. When we connect it, you tell me how you feel about it. There's a woman, a 19-year-old, Sarah Foure. She was arrested when Texas authorities found methamphetamine, ecstasy, cocaine, and marijuana in her apartment. She also had packaging material, two digital scales, and a drug price list in her bedroom. Now, maybe she was trying to sell something. I don't know. She was charged with one count of possession and three counts of manufacturing and delivery of controlled substances. Her bail was set at $39,000. And after spending just one day in jail, she was released. How did that happen? I was trying to figure it out myself. Then they said, you know what? Her father is Bill Foure. What does Bill Foure do? He's a DAA agent who has been working with the DAA since 2008. And apparently, Big Daddy Foure has a long history of success at the DAA. In 2009, he broke up a major drug trafficking organization in the Lake Jackson Freeport area after a two-year-long undercover investigation. And because of his exemplary service, Bill is serving as the DEA's diplomatic representative in Panama City, Panama. And, you know, to be fair, we just talk about, according to the DAA's website, a person found guilty of trafficking Schedule 1 and 2 drugs like methamphetamine, marijuana, and cocaine can serve decades in prison. Now, one could say you're overreacting. You know, she's 19 years old. Maybe she had methamphetamine, ecstasy, cocaine, and marijuana in her apartment because it's for her college. She was doing research on what you would do if you were a drug dealer. See, that would explain why she would have the packing material, the digital scale, and the drug price list in her bedroom. Because, you know, if you're going to research something, you got to get it right. You got to make sure that, hey, I'm on point with it. And it's not, you know, I'm writing a paper, so I got to know what it weighs, what it's like on the scale, all that. My daddy's a DEA agent, so I can get these drugs, and when I'm done writing the paper, I can turn it back in. No harm, no foul. I'm not selling anything. This is strictly for my paper research. Did a YouTube video on it. That's what happened. It had nothing to, she didn't get off because her daddy is in the DA. And heaven forbid, her daddy, who just happens to be the representative in Panama City, you know, she's not doing international deliveries. Once again, this is a case of not understanding a youngster doing research for college. Because it happens like that all the time. Because I remember when I was in school and I was doing a paper on international drug trafficking, and I had all kinds of, but I don't remember having that. I don't really remember anybody having that, but the point is, if I was going to do it, I would have tried to be authentic. It's like Saturday Night's Guest. And yes, so I'm hyping up Saturday Night, doing a special show Saturday Night. We're going to have my homie from London, Anton Marks, on the show Saturday Night. He said he did special research for his book, and so he talked to sex workers. So if you're going to write about it, it's got to be correct. You got to get with the people that's in that. So, yeah, you may be around. You got to be around it so it be authentic. Because if you don't do it and it's not authentic, then, you know, it comes off as hokey and people won't buy your books no more. I mean, you're trying to be on point with it. That's my thought. That's how I see it happen. That's how it went down. I don't care what nobody says. He was, you know, he was doing his thing for the people. Right? Right. and she was doing her thing so she can get an A. I hope you get an A, Miss Foure. I hope you get an A. Because that was hard work you was putting in there. And on that note, I'm going on break because the facetiousness has dried up my throat. I use a big word, facetiousness. I have been trying to use facetiousness for a while now, and They just, it just came out of me like, throw up. This is Redman, Brick City Mashing.
Yo, look around your seats. Do you see anybody weirder than me? Me? When you find him, then that's fine, fine. Like the gorilla Billy Hines, too. He grew how to be an MC. Yeah, take two, take some dough. Riding over, no. Overload your Periscope, Dr. Mo. Rock and roll with the rock and roll star. Those off. I had them blues and clothes off with one phone call. Chickens, me and me got the heater. Believer, I'm a dog. A great Labrador, cheddar receiver. Get the dough in his out, and the blood is spilling out. The slug up in his mouth, and the slug is chicken out. Dark rooms get ignited. Bright lights on the mic. So when we battle, they can see us out of light. Give me these rap tickets, masters, athletes, and actors. Flow, doc, that's enough.
Activated her phone at least 10-20 times in 15 minutes to read and send text messages. And he went on to tell the American statesman that she refused to stop when requested and that he suggested she should go outside if she wanted to continue. She left the theater and never came back, he said, leaving him stranded because they had driven in her car. I'm sorry. Because you go on a blind date. Well, I guess it's not a blind date, but you go on a first time date with somebody in their car and then you start talking crazy. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about something irrelevant like that because it's just funny for no reason whatsoever. I'm going to move on to Groundhog Day now after I've talked about it because I don't think I need to diss him any more than he was dissed because he went to the movies with someone in their car and started dissing them and telling them to leave. Yeah. You don't date often. Anyway, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is where the same thing happens again and again and again. I know. I say this every show, but you know, every now and again, someone else is listening that has never heard the show, so they don't know that Groundhog Day, a movie by Bill Murray, where he keeps waking up day after day after day, and the same thing happens. And see, it's sort of like what happens here in the United States. I mean, it's a worldwide phenomenon, but we focus our Groundhog Day here because it's a staple in our society. What's that staple? Police being acquitted for killing an unarmed black man. So, you know, the headlines are, Tulsa is bracing for protest after officer acquitted for killing an unarmed black man. Who was the officer? Betty Shelby. Now, if you don't remember Betty Shelby, she is that heifer who was on the Tulsa County Police Force who said, I mean, You already know she's white if you've been following the case. She was found not guilty by a jury on Wednesday night on a charge of manslaughter after a week-long trail for fatally shooting Terrence Crutcher, a black man, last September after they said his car was blocking a road. The videos, as I've stated, were quite obvious, which means that In American logic, bizarro logic, by the way, means that if it's obvious that he was doing nothing wrong and she was guilty, that means she's innocent. Yes, I know, it makes no sense. And if you're listening to this and you're not from the United States, this is what happens. See, when you come to the United States, if you get shot by the cops, if you're black, you get shot by the cops on video and you were doing nothing wrong, you were guilty because you were doing nothing wrong. That's just logic. Just omit the logic, but that's the logic, if you follow me. Because basically, he was there with his hands in the air, which he was shot. And she, of course, said that I temporarily lost my hearing, quote, unquote. The heifer, Betty Shelby, who I wish several times that she would get breast cancer, vaginal cancer. Pretty much any type of cancer that you can get, oral cancer, just eye cancer, just cancer. She deserves all the cancer that one can get. if you don't believe me, hey, you just don't have a conscience, and it doesn't matter. I'm talking to somebody who's morally dead. She killed a man who was doing nothing but walking to his car, not running towards her, not threatening her. He was doing nothing criminal. He was guilty of his car breaking down. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, black man, your car can't break down. But anyway, Groundhog Day says that you get acquitted for killing an unarmed black man who was committing no crimes. I keep pointing this out because last week there was the standoff with the brother in New Jersey. He even shot and killed a civilian and shot at the police. Did they kill him? No! They didn't kill him. They let his ass surrender. I bring this up because, once again, unarmed black man, not committing a crime, shot, killed. Armed black man, committed a crime. As I said, I'm not advocating that we kill brothers. I'm just saying that if a brother's going to get killed, let him be the criminal guy. See, when he came out, like, I surrender, he supposed to get shot 45 times. You know, it'd have been messed up, but, you know, you just say, well, hey, he did shoot at the cops. He killed somebody. He supposed to die. He the one supposed to get shot. Terrence Crutcher is supposed to be the guy who can surrender. He goes to jail. He talks about how the cops arrest me for no good reason whatsoever, and he gets out. That's what's supposed to happen. But once again, bizarro logic says that that cannot happen because obviously he made the mistake not shooting at the heifer who deserves every form of cancer that you can get, Betty Shelby. He made the mistake of not shooting at her. If he would have shot at her and then locked himself in the house, he would have been allowed to surrender, apparently. That's how it goes. Because they don't kill criminals. They don't kill the guys that are committing a crime that's shooting at the cops. They kill the guys who do not shoot at the cops. And they are found innocent for that. Yeah. That's where we're at. And so the department even said that they're looking at how Shelby will return to work after being on administrative leave, paid administrative leave, by the way, which is, for all intents and purposes, vacation. I mean, I don't know too many people who don't want to be put on paid administrative leave. Like, you know what? Y'all going to investigate me and pay me? And I know, and this is a bad thing, I know I'm going to get off for the wanton murder of an innocent person. Yeah. Now, you know, it's frustrating, and yeah, this is an old case, but you know, as far as the purposes of what we're talking about, it's fresh because her ass, the heifer, just got off. Now, you know, we can talk about positive solutions, what we can do. I mean, she's going to get her job back. And so, what do you say to black men in the Tulsa area. I mean, your car can't break down if she's in your jurisdiction, because if your car breaks down and you walk towards your car, a routine traffic stop, she's going to shoot you and kill you. That's your reasonable expectation. That's what it is. You have no, I mean, especially if you're not a criminal. I mean, that's one of my things. Like, well, shit, I'm not a criminal. So my ass is on the chopping line. I mean, I'm prime suspect number one because I'm not a criminal. So thank goodness, I've been putting off getting my oil changed. I better go get that done because if my car stops, I'm shit out of luck. I'm taking a chance on my life. My car, I mean, obviously I'm not in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but my car breaks down, I see the police coming, there is nothing that I can do because I go in my wallet to pull out my wallet, I can get shot by the cops. If I lay on the ground on my back, put my hands up, I'm not trying to do anything, I get shot. I stand there, I get shot. Now, I don't want to turn the life to crime because one, I like being the lesbian that I am, and I don't want to be in a cell with dudes who want me to do their hair and want to take dumps in front of me and think it's funny. It's not my. But what do I do? This is my reality. It's a scary ass reality. On that note, I'm Mr. F to N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening. And I will holler at y'all the next time. Hey, Saturday, Mark Anton, we coming. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.